Okay, so back to Manas Guna. Right?
Bikurim?
Yep. Bikurim. Aleph. So, as you recall, the first two halachos in Hilchos Bikurim, the Ram says there are 24 Manas Kahuna. They're all the Mefarsh on the Torah, explicit, and on all of them is the bris to Aaron. And any Kohen Yinamoda in them has no chelik in the Kahuna, and you don't give him the Matana. You don't give him any of the Matanas. Okay? And anyone who eats the Matana that has Kedusha makes a bracha, Shekhi the Shem, Kedusha, Shal Aram, Tzibanu, Alech, Alkach, Alkach. Okay, so he makes that bracha. Okay, so our questions were, first of all, what does it mean, he's Ein Avod Devahem? Right? What does that mean exactly? And then why, just because you don't admit it, does he now all of a sudden, you don't have a portion of the Kahuna? How does that work? Right? And you don't give any other Matana. And we said also, there's a Havin in the Gemara, even if you're not a Bucky in them, you have to be an expert in them in order to get them. So that's like a strange thing. How does this work halachically? If you're not Moda in them, you don't get a portion. And then, what's the relevance of this halacha that if you eat a Matana, you make a bracha? Okay, I mean, it seems like it's interesting, but it doesn't really seem to belong here, right? This is his intro to the idea of Manas Kahuna. The bracha should be the mitzvah is to eat the carbon, so in carbon, so you say that mitzvah, so then I should say make a bracha. Okay, so what are our questions? So putting things together here, I mean, I think you guys are all saying, well, just to, you know, put it together. So maybe that you could look at this idea institution of Manas Kahuna, maybe like as a chakira. You can look at it in two different ways. Okay, the institution of Manas Kahuna. Okay? The Rambam's showing you which way to look at it. You could look at it, like even when you read that in the Rambam in the Mara, where it's talking about, you know, the Kohen is listed together with the poor people because he doesn't have any, he doesn't have a job and therefore he needs the money, you know? Like, you could look at it as, look, the Torah wants Kohanim to be doing Avodah, teaching the Jews, all that stuff. Okay? And that's the idea. What is a Kohen? A Kohen is a guy who does Avodah Mikdash and who teaches Klal Yisrael and all that, you know? That's what a Kohen is. Now, it turns out that in doing so, Kohanim are going to be poor. They're not going to be able to make it. Right? So what the Torah does is it says that if a Kohen is, the Torah, so to speak, makes him, you know, sets up like a system of tzedakah for a Kohanim. As a Kohen is given, the Torah protects, just like the Torah protects widows and orphans and poor people, the Torah protects Kohanim. But it's like a super added type of a thing. It's like a Kohen is a guy who does Avodah on the Mikdash. That's what Kohanah is. And then that job may bring with it, or will almost always bring with it, poverty. And because he really, you know, it's demanding. And therefore the Torah sets up a system of monetary rights that are given to the Kohen, just like an Ani has certain monetary rights, a Laket, Shecha, Taya, certain, you know, parts of fields that an Ani gets. So the Kohen is taken care of by the Torah in a systematic way. 24 Matanos, right? It's like a monetary system, a monetary rights, which the Torah sets up to protect the rights of the Kohen. Okay? But if that were the case, right, then if he would say, listen, you know, I'll work it out on my own. I'm gonna, like an Ani, let's say an Ani would say, listen, I know there's like a Shechon, Payan, Manas, Aniyam, but I'm gonna really fight through it. I know I'm poor, but I'm beyond below the minimum level where I'd get stuck up. But I really don't want to be dependent upon people, and I'm going to really fight my way through it. I'm going to struggle, but I'm going to live, and I'll live in poverty. But you know, there's no halacha you can't do that. It doesn't say, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a monetary right that the Torah gives them. I don't think there's a necessity to do that. I mean, there's no reason for why a person would do it, but he doesn't have to accept it. I mean, if he wants, he could live on his own. Right? So if the Manas Kahuna were a system set up to protect the, so to speak, impoverished Kohen when he is in a time of need, So then a Kohen could it's like a man, like any other monetary right. You could choose to accept it, or you could be machal and say, listen, I don't need it. I'll do it on my own. I'm a Kohen, I have a family, whatever. My father was collected a lot of dues, and I have whatever, some sort of inheritance, and I'll be okay. I don't really need Manas Kahuna. Or maybe I'll work. Maybe I'll be a Kohen, I'll get a job on the side, and I'll work out some, get extra money, do some tutoring, or I don't know, whatever, maybe trading, whatever it is that I manage to pull an income. You know? So whatever, Matanos are, it's nice, the Torah is being nice to me and giving me, helping me out, and giving me a cushion, but I don't really, that's not me. I'm not really that kind of a guy. I don't need that benefit, and I'll do it on my own. I go out on my own. Okay, that would be fine. If you looked at Manas Kuna in the same way as Manas Aniyam, which is that a coin's a coin, a guy who job works in the Mikdash, but practically he's going to be poor, so the Torah gives him monetary rights. So then, fine, monetary rights. Are you with me? And similarly, if you'd ask me, when he's eating the matanos, or if you'd ask me, what does the kedusha shel Aaron entail? Right? You'd say, what's the kedusha of Aaron? The kedusha of Kuna. Kedusha of Kuna is a guy who does avodah of the mikdash. He does berachas kohanim. Right? Manas Kuna isn't Kedusha Social Aaron, it's not part of the Kedusha Kuna. It's a right which the Torah gives to a certain kind of an ani, the Kohen kind of an ani. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be part and parcel of the Kedusha Social Aaron, the eating of Matanos. It's not part of this Kedusha, it's just a separate Chos Mammon that he only gets. It wouldn't make sense to say Kedusha Social is the Kaddish of the Kedusha Aaron and command us. It doesn't do a Kedusha Social Aaron of the Matanos, per se. But I think the Rambam is teaching us that this is not the case. Okay, this whole thing I've been talking about for the last 5 minutes is not the case. Okay, it's not true. You can't look at Matnas Kuhuna as separate and apart, as a monetary zuchus, separate and apart from the role of the Kuhuna. But it's part and parcel of the identity of a Kohen. Okay, a Kohen is a guy who. And it's important that Klal Yisrael has guys like this. Cohen is a guy who gives up his the pursuits of his livelihood and whatever. He devotes himself to Yorum Shpetach Yaakov Asaros Klal Yisrael Pasuk there to be involved in teaching Torah and Avoda and the Mikdash. That's his identity. His identity is not an identity of a worker, of a trader, of a lawyer, of a doctor, of an accountant, of whatever. Nice Jewish boys are supposed to be. He has a different identity. His identity is the identity of a Kohen who is dependent upon other people, on the lawyers and the doctors and the traders in our society to support. That's his identity. And it's not easy to take on that identity. Right? Society is, it's not easy. I mean, look, people want money, but do people want to be dependent? They want to have to live like, in a certain sense, you're living day to day, so to speak, you're getting the gratanos of people. It's a certain type of an identity. You can't pursue. People like pursuing wealth. People like that type of a pursuit. It's an identity which a person has to make his peace with internally. He has to really grab hold of that identity. And he can't say, I don't really need that Chos Mammon. It's not just the Chos Mammon. It's part of the identity of what a Kohen is. It's part of the Kedusha of Kahuna. Is that they push away their worldly responsibilities, their involvement in the world to make money, and they turn themselves towards Avoda. And that's just that they don't get Yerusha and the land, they don't get the spoils of war. Their role is to be involved, and it's important that they have this role, that they're in the Klal Yisrael. It's important for them, and it's important for the Jews, the Klal Yisrael, who has these people in their midst, who they take care of, and they look at it as these are the people. Who are the people in the society? Not the wealthy businessmen. It's the Kohanim. They're the ones who are the the teachers, the Shluchei Hashem in bringing us Kapara and Karbanos and Torah. Right? In fact, there's an interesting Rambam. It says, it's a Gemara. It's not just a Rambam. says that when you eat the matanos kahuna, the matanos, the kohen is supposed to eat it. It's not 100% necessary, but he's supposed to. He says, this is the last halacha in Parak Tetas Chaf Beis in Matanos Kahuna and the Bikurim. The end of it. They should eat it roasted with mustard seed. So apparently there's like a delicacy, some sort of fancy way to eat it. Shenemar l'mashcha, k'derach shamalachim ochem. Mashcha is like to anoint them in the manner that malachim, the kings, eat it. So it means that the matanos is like a kavod to them, that they're getting the matanos and they're eating it in a fancy kind of a way. It's important that they have... The people are giving to the Kohanim because they're like kings. The Kohanim have a certain role, and it's important that vis-a-vis the Am, they look at the Kohanim in this way, and the Kohanim take on that role, and they're the people who are taken care of. It's just like you give taxes to a king or whatever, and the king is the guy who's on top. So this is the people who are respected. So it's part and parcel of the whole identity and the role. And that's what the Bris was setting up. They give up their involvement in the world, and they... they work in the Mikdash and they get taken care of. So it means if a guy is not moda in that, so he's saying is I want to be a Kohen. So he's not moda, means he doesn't. So I think it's similar to what he said before. It doesn't mean he just says I don't believe in it, I don't accept it. It's an internal, just like a guy is moda b'Torah or moda b'Avodah Zarah or that idea. There's an internal commitment to an ideal. Moda in Kol HaTorah Kula means that you're internally committed to the reality of the. It's not just a word, but it's like an acceptance, a deep internal acceptance of the thing. So the guy has to be moda in the role of a kohen. And if he's not moda, it means he doesn't come to peace with that role, but he says, you know what, I can't, that's not for me. I can't, listen, I want to do avodah. I like that idea. I like doing the avodah in the mikdash, but that other part of the picture, giving up the world, that whole thing is a mocha, that kind of a thing, Can't really come to peace with that role, so he has no chelak in the kohuna. So he says that he doesn't look at it. It's not because it's not necessarily Yehuda saying it's not divisible. It's not like they're separate things. It's not like separate things. There'll be a kohen vis-a-vis that, but not a kohen vis-a-vis that. There's no such thing like that. The role is one role, and if you don't want to be in that position of the mashchal gedula, the great person who's supported by the people and looked up to, as the people everyone look up to and therefore treat him in a certain way, then you can't be the guy who does the avodah in the mikdash. That's not, it's all one role, one personality of a kohen who has a place in the society. And you can't just be a businessman and also a kohen who does the avodah on the side. That's not the identity of the kohen. And you have no chelik in the, you don't get the matanos, you don't get, then you don't get it. You can't just get it. See, he says you don't get the matanos. See, if you looked at it as chus mamons, you'll say, I could waive some of them, I could take other ones, I could waive it today, I'll take it tomorrow. It's like it's given in my hands and I could take and come as I take it as I want. But it's saying is no, if you don't accept the role in a full-handed manner, then you don't get the matanos. Then it's not as chus mamon. You don't have a right to it. You don't have a right to it if you don't accept the role. It's not as not only is it more than his chasmama, it's not his chasmama. It's contingent. It's built on the identity of the kohen. I mean, it could be halachically it sets itself up as chasmama, but that chus is contingent upon your taking on the role, fully taking on and fully moda in the role of the kohen. You know what I mean? But I think he's using lashon of moda because he's showing you it's not just a simple matter. It's a deep internal working over that the kohen has to do. Every kohen has to make his peace with this. And he has to part ways with the world, which is involved in all these other things, and decide I'm going on a different track. It's a different track. Oh, so that's what he says. It could be that's what Ron's bringing in, is that you made the bracha, Asher Kedushan Mikdashah Shel Aharon Vitzivanu. So you could have just said, Asher Kedushan Mikdashah Vitzivanu. Right, if it's a mitzvah for a kohen to eat a carbon. So why is he saying it's a shrek shalom sosa? But shrek shalom shosa sha'aron v'tzivanu shows you that the whole institution of Matanos Kahuna and the Kohen's eating the Matanos Kahuna is part of the Kedusha sha'aron. It's part of the Kedusha sha'aron. Right? Shrek shalom sha'aron, that he was mekadesh as the Kedusha sha'aron v'tzivanu l'achol kal v'kach. So it means that this is a kiyam, the eating of the manas kahuna, like the Rambam says, like in a fancy way and whatever, that's part of the kedusha of Aaron. It's part and parcel. It's not a separate monetary right that's given to the Galilean, but it's part and parcel of the kedusha of Aaron. And therefore the bracha indicates that. When you give Shavach HaShem, it not just says the generic kishon mitzvosav. God commanded us to sanctify us, Kal Yisrael, in his mitzvahs. It's not the Kohen acting as a Jew doing a mitzvah. It's acting as a Kohen expressing his Kedushas Kehuna through his Achila of the Karban. So that's why the Rambam puts it here, is because the bracha is like an indication and an expression of and a proof to this idea which Rambam is developing, that the Manas Kehuna are fundamentally part of the institution of Kedushas Kehuna itself. You know what I mean? And it could be Yonah Jeshen. Could a guy be a businessman, basically, and he'll say, look, I'll take the gifts. You know, send them my way. You know, I'm a multimillionaire, and I just accept, you know, this a few bucks a year or whatever it is, and, you know. So what I'm saying is maybe not. Maybe that's what the Rambam means, is moda. Moda b'matanos doesn't just mean I say, okay, I'll take them. It's not just a word, an empty hodah. It means he's moda that's going to be his livelihood. He accepts. It's an internal acceptance of the reality of Manas Kehuna. If a guy's a millionaire and a businessman and all that, and he just gets the Kehuna of Matanos to be satisfied, the response, you know, the mitzvah that he's supposed to take them or whatever, that's not the idea. That's not the idea. He's basically sloughing his role as a Kohen, and he's just saying, okay, fine, I'll take them. That's not Moda. Moda is an internal idea. Just like over there, and just like the Rabbi, you'd have a different mode also, or meant the same kind of a thing. Rabbi Hilz Kanevo is Berg Zion, and that, and last level of Berg Zion. There's the idea of mode, and we'll call it mitzvahs or something, right?
Oh, it's a season's triumph.
So it doesn't mean you're more than a season's triumph. It says if a guy keeps the mitzvah of weight, so you're more than a season's triumph. So whatever, you have a different halacha. But everyone's more than a season's triumph. I mean, everyone's going to say, I accept the season's triumph. But there's an idea of internally accepting the reality of Yitzchus Mitzrayim. See mitzvahs which emerge from Yitzchus Mitzrayim. I mean, you have to do the halacha there, but there's an idea of modeh, and does not just mean lip service to an idea, but it's an internal thing, which is not simple. It's not an easy thing to do. You can imagine it. It's not so easy. You imagine now, Sheikh comes and all the Kohanim have to, abandon their professions or their career tracks, and, you know, there's a world which doesn't, you know, which says that there's a certain track that a person's supposed to be on. It's a good question. It doesn't seem like there's a technical halachic violation if a Kohen gets a job. I mean, although in the Mora, he sounds like he shouldn't do it. So I don't know. I haven't really looked through all the things, But it seems like that's not the Pasuk in Torah. Yoram Shetech Liyakov Sosla Yisrael. That's their job. That's their role. Yeah. Maybe that's what he's saying. I'm not sure, but he's saying is Kul Mifrashim Torah. It's like, maybe that's part of his thing. It's like, it's all part of the Kohuna. It's open in the Torah. It's not like, the Torah didn't leave this for Torah Shabbat Pat. I don't know, I'm not sure, but it could be as an idea. It's like, it's part and parcel of the role of the Kohen. The Torah spells every single part out. It's not like some added, see, if it was just as close to Mom one, so you could say, you want to learn the Alpha Marie Boy, whatever. It's a monetary thing. It doesn't really matter. But here, it's like, the Torah defines the role of the Kohen. And they're all part of where the Torah defines the Kohen. He's, it has all the matanos there. So just the Bucky thing is maybe it's you have a thought? Don't say like you're just saying, is that a guy for every guy is an expert in his job, so to speak, right? I mean, you're an expert in your job, or whatever your job is you know the details of your job, you know a cold. This is the way you make your money. This is your livelihood. This is your life. So you're involved in. So if a Kohen is not an expert in Manas Kehuna, I mean, this is where he's getting his stuff from. He's getting his meat, he's getting his clothing, he's getting his wheat, his wine, his money. This is his livelihood. So why would a Kohen not be, how could a Kohen not be an expert on that? I mean, this is where he's getting his, it's like an Ani. An Ani doesn't know about Lekesh Shechol, he has to know these halachos. I mean, practically speaking, you'd think every Ani would know them. This is where he's getting his money, right? But it could be, as I was saying, it's a guy who would not, the Havmin would be that lacks in the Gavra who's a Moda in the Manas Kehuna if he's not a Baki enough. But if you're really Moda in the Manas Kehuna, this is your livelihood, this is who you are, you're the guy who supported the Manas Kehuna, then you're going to become an expert. And if you're not an expert, it indicates that you don't really relate to this as your livelihood. you really relate to it as, eh, it's a nice thing, I get a gift, they want to give it to me, fine, whatever. It's like, I'm not sure why halachically it isn't. I mean, that's for the sugya. But you could imagine such a thing, is that it's a shear, right? It's a shear, it's a measure of his hodah in the institution, that he's a baki in it. And if he wouldn't be a baki, then it would lack in his hodah in the institution. That's why I'm wondering, if he's a young Kohen and he, whatever, maybe he's still learning, maybe that wouldn't be disqualifying. But it means like a guy who's like an Amharic Kohen, he just kind of doesn't pay attention to it. That's not it. Like you're like a wealthy businessman, he gets matanos. He wouldn't be a baki in them, whatever, you give me the matanos, I'll take them. It's not, that would show you why you're not a baki. Because my job is whatever business, you give me whatever you give me, you know. So how mean it be? That's not the guy. That's not the guy. You have to actually be an expert. The expert is, it's not the expert per se, but the expert is indicates the nature of your hodah. So the Gemara, apparently we don't hold that one. You don't have to go that far. As long as internally your moda in it, it doesn't have to be expressed through your expertise. But why, I mean, it sounds like a good hobby now, but that's, I guess, for the Gemara. I mean, it's a few daf, hopefully we'll get to that. I'm just kind of showing how the thing is possible. Yeah, I think it's important in the way I presented this thing is that it's important to present what Hiram is saying. I'm not just explaining it, but it's like the Havim and Maskana. I think it helps bring out what the point of the Ramam is. You know, the way I would have looked at it, and the way I would have looked at Matanos Naskuna as a separate, like Tzchus Mamon, separate from the identity of a Kohen. You know, and it's teaching you, the Ramam is defining for you the place of Matanos Kuna. So this is about Matanos Kuna, the Sefer. So he's showing you the place of Matanos Kuna. It's part and parcel of the identity of the Yishus Kohen. You know, that's what he's doing. So, I mean, that's the main, point here.